It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
I'm Melissa Block, and it's time now for All Tech Considered. As of this week, anyone going to search for songs or films on pirate websites is going to have to look a little harder. Google has changed its algorithms to lower the ranking of those sites. NPR's Laura Seidel joins me now to explain. Laura, what exactly is Google doing here?
Well, in a blog post, the company announced they would start to take into account the number of valid copyright removal notices they've received for a given site. So that means if you're a site that's basically all about finding unauthorized copies of movies and music, you're going to appear much lower in the search results.
And have they been under pressure to do this?
Yes, they have. The big media companies, the record labels, the film companies have all been really upset about the amount of piracy, and they keep saying to the search engines, why don't you do something? And the search engines have always said, you know, we're just here to rank things and we don't want to get involved in this, but this is a way for Google to do it and to just sort of feature it into the search results.
Laura, I would think that one of the sites that gets a lot of these copyright removal notices that you talked about would be YouTube. Is that going to be affected by what Google's doing here?
Indeed, they do get a lot of copyright notices, and I'm sure Facebook and Twitter and other big sites do as well, but they will not be affected. And I think it's largely because they have so much legitimate traffic. So Google has said that those sites won't get lower in the search rankings, though because Google actually owns YouTube, that's probably very convenient for Google.
Okay. NPR's Laura Seidel, thanks so much.
You're welcome.